Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Right. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. In order to fulfill today's commitment to know, which involves knowing yourself better, we're going to do something very simple. It's to define some checkpoints for your writing. And to explain checkpoints, let me first briefly explain why you shouldn't set goals, but use a daily system instead. Let's say you've started an exercise regimen, and today you've set a goal to run 5 miles, which is a challenging but realistic goal for you. So you step outside in your running shoes and sweatpants, and it's a beautiful day, so you're happy to be out running. Mile one goes by, and you're feeling pretty good. The problem is, since you haven't successfully hit your goal of 5 miles yet, you're actually failing. Because until you cross the finish line, you're in a state of continual failure. And that 5 mile goal is just this vague, far off blur in your mind. Then you hit mile three. Now you're huffing and puffing and wondering why you ever set that darn goal to begin with. And the finish line still seems so far off. You make it to mile four and start to wonder if you'll be able to run one more mile. Let's say you stop because you're too tired and too winded to go on. Well, you've failed. It's a black and white, open-shut case. You set a goal to run 5 miles, and you ran four. But if you've set up a system where every day you put on your running gear and go outside and start jogging without setting a distance goal, you've automatically succeeded. You run 5 miles, that's obviously a success. But if you run three, it's also a success. Here's the important thing. If you don't run at all, you've still succeeded. I know what you're thinking. Tim, have you lost your mind? No, and I'll tell you why. Because you were there. You showed up, ready to go, and for one reason or another, it didn't go so well. That's fine. You need to give yourself permission to hang it up and try again the next day. The only requirement is that you have to try. And guess what? It works the same way with writing, too. If you set a goal to write 1,000 words a day, and today you only write 700, you failed. And you'll feel like a failure a lot if you keep clinging to that mindset of setting strict goals for yourself. But if your daily writing system involves showing up and trying to write, well, then you've succeeded. But, you may be asking, what if I really want to write 1,000 words a day? The answer is, please do. But in this case, it's called a checkpoint. So as an example, you would set a few checkpoints for the coming month. One might be to have 5,000 words written by this time next week. And the next checkpoint would be 10,000 words by the following week. Or whatever is realistic for you. But here's how checkpoints differ from goals. If you get to the end of the first week and you only have 4,000 words written, first of all, you've succeeded, and you can be very proud that you've written 4,000 words. But now, you can easily adjust the next week's checkpoint from 10,000 down to 8,000 without feeling bad or feeling like you failed. Heck, make it 9,000. Push yourself a little. Adjusting a checkpoint doesn't carry the same stigma as having to redefine your goals. Checkpoints also serve to measure the effectiveness of your system. So if you don't reach that 5,000-word checkpoint, ask yourself why. Did you not manage your time as well as you could have? Are you writing in a stimulating, comfortable environment? By the way, this is why I encourage you to visualize your perfect writing spot. And even if it's in the realm of fantasy for now, you still get clues from that visualization about what type of environment is best for you. Knowing things like this about yourself help you to know how you work best, which helps you identify the problems and weak points in your system. And once you've identified them, you can easily correct them. By doing this, your writing system gets better every day, little by little. That's the power of using a system with checkpoints. So I'd like you to make a rough sketch of your coming month, keeping in mind how many words you'd like to write. or any metric that's applicable to your current project, or anything else you're trying to accomplish. But the idea here is to create checkpoints, and also list the steps you'll take each day to work toward those checkpoints. For this exercise, don't hesitate to refer to your personal mission statement, which has more or less defined how you intend to achieve your grand vision. It's the basis for your system. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Play Right is your program, so if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.